Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvahs kiddush Hashem. With this we could understand the incredible mitzvah of a person being willing to give up his life to sanctify Hashem, to glorify Hashem. V'ayin protei adinim b'hilchas avodah zarah b'simen kuf nun ches. Look up the details of those laws in chapter 158 in Yoredeya in Shulchan Aruch. Mavoyer Shom, it's explained over there, Al kol aveirois shabatoiro yavoyer va'al yehoreg, that regarding all other sins in the Torah, a Jew should rather commit the sin, go against the Torah, rather than give up his life. Chutz, except there are three exceptions, avoyde zora, v'gilui arayos, u'shfichas domen. Idol worship, adultery, or committing murder, sha'aleim, when it comes to those three sins, if somebody forces a person and says, either you kill that other person, or you commit adultery, or you worship idols, or I'll kill you, the Torah says, yehoreg val yavler, a person should allow himself to be killed rather than to violate one of those three mitzvahs. Vafilu b'shari aveiros, and even when it comes to other things, like keeping Shabbos or any other mitzvahs, Imhoakum mechavein lahaviro yaldas. If the non-Jew's intention in telling the Jew, I want you to do this sin, I want you to eat pork, I want you to eat this, in public, v'hu befarhesia befnei asar Yisrael, in front of 10 Jews, and the goy is doing it to show the people that this Jew is renouncing his faith in Hashem, a public show of a Jew giving up his faith in Hashem, rejecting Hashem, chayef lehoreg val yavor. Then the mitzvah is for the Jew to give up his life, to allow himself to be killed, rather than to violate any law in the Torah. V'chein imushas hagzera, so too, if it's a time of shmad, where the non-Jews are going around converting the Jews, afilu a'arkas demesana yehoreg val yavor. Then the Gemara says, even if the goy tells the Jew to change his shoelace, to wear shoelaces like the non-Jews are wearing, the Jew should be willing to give up his life rather than to change the shoelace to be like the goyim. If it's a time of shmad, when the goyim have made a major project of converting Jews in public, you know, like during the Spanish Inquisition and many other times in Jewish history that we had this, unfortunately. Now Rav Nosson Sal says, v'hakol v'haklal al pi hanal. To understand this properly, based on what we were learning before, sheikar hapegam vahakilkul hagodol biyoser mikol hoaveiroi shebetoira hu kishemahapchen divrei elikim chaim umahapchen hoemes lesheker vasheker lemes. The worst destruction of religion, and worse than any sin in the Torah, is when they change around the truth, make the truth look like sheker, and sheker look like emet. Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says in the Novi, hoy ho'imrim lora toiv v'la toiv ra. Woe is to those people who say about evil that it's good, and good that it's evil. Samim or lechoshech v'choshech lor. They place light in darkness, and they place darkness, they present darkness as if it's light. Shezeh gorua min hakoil. That's the worst thing. When things get turned upside down, like in the famous story that Rabbeinu Zal told about the prince and the pauper, the exchange children, where the one who is really the true prince, suddenly he finds himself the son of a slave, and vice versa. Kal yedezeh matin es Yisrael v'chol oylem rachmonosam. Because through this, the Jewish people end up getting confused, making mistakes, and so too the entire world. And all of this is a result of what Rabbeinu Zal writes in the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, Torah Lamed Vov. Al posuk hinei borech lokachti uberech velo yashivenu. This is Bilam when he's saying, what happened? Why, despite all of his efforts to curse the Jews, somehow he can't get it out of his mouth. So he said, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shemilamalo yoyred rak oyer poshut. Usually from heaven comes forth only unformatted light, simple light. That's not blessing, not curse. It's just light, a blast of light. Ulamato nitztayer l'chol echod l'fi b'chinosoi. When that light comes down into this world, it becomes formatted by each and every individual person according to where that person is at. Kifi tfisas hamoichen shaloi, according to where that person's brain is holding. Shehem hakelim lekabel hoyer. The brain is the main part of the body to receive this spiritual light of Hashem. Ve'ikar tikun hakelim v'kilkulam, hu kifi tikun abris v'kilkulei chasashom. The main thing that decides, the most important thing that decides whether a person's brain is good or bad, whether it's beseder or it's defective, is tikun abris or pegam abris, whether the person is strong in being careful to think only proper thoughts, not to think unkosher thoughts, chas v'shalom. Ubozeh tolui hakol. Everything depends on this. Everything, the whole Torah, depends on this issue of tikun abris. And this is the main efforts of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara channels all his energy and all his trickery and all of his powers in this area. He ambushes, he lies in ambush, and he digs at each and every single Jew. He puts in the greatest effort against people who are on a higher level, leaders, Jewish leaders, or leading people. Any person who has a higher neshama, or who's in a greater position of power, spiritually, whatever, the Yetzer goes after him stronger. As the Gemara says, Kol hagodol mechaveiro yitzroi godol himenu. Whoever is on a higher level than another person, his Yetzer is also on a higher level. And as our rabbis darshan on the posik in Yoel, Perek Beis, V'olo boshoi v'sal tzachanosoi ki higdil asois. The Gemara learns out from that posuk, Sheposhat yodoi bigdoilim, that the Yetzer Hara stretches out his hand to try to get at to the big guys, to try to get them to fall. This is what brought about the downfall, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. Kamo Shekosov Shom, as the Gemara says there, Esponov El Hayom HaKadmoini, he turned his face to the Eastern Sea. Kamo Shedosh Razal Shom, as the Gemara learns out over there, that it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Va'adayin Merakid Beinon, and the Yetzer Hara is still dancing among us. Through this, v'chol hatzoro yisrachmona litzlon, and all the suffering that the Jewish people are going through, v'chol arichas hagolus, and the fact that the exile is going on for so long, al yedei zeh, is specifically because of this. Ki zeh yoidim bechlal v'chein yoidei kol echod b'protius b'nafshoi nigei levovo yumachoivov mashoiv al kol echod b'inyan hataivo haro hazois shehura hakoilel shel shivin umin shehu taivas niuf. Rav Nosson Zal says this everybody knows on a general level, and each and every single person knows in detail what he personally is going through regarding this taiva, which is considered a composite of all the evil of all 70 nations, which is taivas niuf, asher kemat ein gam echod noki koroi binyan zeh, whereby there's just about no Jew who is pure, completely pure, the way he's supposed to be in this area. Everyone goes through very difficult tests, and the majority of people don't pass all the tests. V'shchiach harbei shepogmu moid rachmono etzlan. And there are, unfortunately, it's very prevalent, and there are many people that have messed up in this area in a big way. Zulas gedoilei hatzadikim muvchorim yechidei adoros. With the exception of the greatest tzadikim, the choicest tzadikim, individuals of generations, mamish, who prided themselves with true pride Oitzim, Koyach, Gvurosam, Gdushosam, Binyan Zev, how powerful, how strong they were, and how successful they were in this area. Like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who once asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi, was the rainbow ever seen during your time? If yes, you're nothing. Because during my time, the rainbow never showed itself. And we know the rainbow is a symbol of bris. The bracha we make on the rainbow is Zoicher HaBris, when a person sees it. And the rainbow came about as a result of the flood, when Hashem brought a flood against Noach, with, again, the main sin at that time was Ki Hishchis Kol Bosor Es Darkei HaLoretz. The fact that they were acting in the most illegal, illicit ways, with men and women, with animals, all kinds of crazy things. So Hashem said then at the time that if the world will ever get this bad again, I'll put my rainbow in the sky as a symbol that were it not for the fact that I gave my word that I'm not going to bring a flood, the world needs a flood now to clean it up, you know. So again, they were unique tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and other very great tzaddikim who prided themselves in their purity in this area. Ukemavur b'divrei Rabbi Seinuzal, as we find in the Gemara, throughout the words of our rabbis, Avul roiv ha'olam kekuloi, whereas the majority of the world, and just about the entire world, vafilu haksherim v'tzadikim ktsas, and even religious people, and even people who are tzadikim to a degree, not perfect tzadikim, but people who are tzadikim to a little bit, enom nekim koroi, in this particular area, they are not as pure as they're supposed to be. V'chol echot kifi pegamoi bozeh, and each and every single person, according to how defective he is in this particular area, kein mikulkolin klei hamoichen shaloi. That's how defective his brain is. His brain is not perfect. He doesn't think perfectly clearly, you know, according to Hashem, according to the Torah. And therefore he does not have the ability to format that heavenly light that Hashem is shining down upon him, to format it 100% properly. Therefore each and every Jew has to be extremely careful, livli lihiyos chochom beinov, not to think he's so smart and end up being drawn into the chokhmas of the world, the way that the world thinks, their psychology and their ideologies and their culture and their method of interpreting, you know, what's going on in the world. Bifrat badoyrois halolu, especially now in our times. This is Rav Nosson writing this almost 200 years ago. Shemisloitzitzin mikama dvorim shebikdusha, whereby the world, the general world, mocks, they make fun of certain very holy items. Ubifrat mitfila bekavona, especially from those people who try to really put their maximum effort into praying properly. That's what people like to make fun of and consider nutty and, you know, ancient and old-fashioned and all kinds of. K'mayshom Rabbi Seinuzal al posuk krum zulus levnei odom. As the Gemara says in Brachas, regarding the posuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Yud Beis, posuk tes, krum zulus levnei odom, the Gemara says, elu dvorim hoimdim berumai shel olam, that this pasuk is referring to those things that are in the highest position of importance in the world, and people insult it, people treat it cheap. The Gemara says, what is this referring to? Tfila, praying to Hashem, speaking to Hashem. And the whole power of these people who make fun of the real religious people who are struggling and putting tremendous effort into davening with kavona, who al yedei to'usim anal, is based on the mistakes, the kind of mistakes that we mentioned earlier. Al yedei she'mahapchem divrei elokim chayim, to the point where they twist, they turn around the words of the Torah, the words of Hashem, ad she'hatorah Nasis lohem samovis, to the point where the Torah becomes a poison to them. Bebechinas loy zocha, as the Gemara says, if a person is not zocha, the Torah is a poison to them. עד שאומרים כזובים ושקורים וכל מיני ליצונס על הקשרים במסנל, to the point where they make up all kinds of lies and mockeries against those people who are really, really religious. וכאילו הם עוברים על דברי תורה חס ושלום, as if they're going against the Torah. What do you mean? Bittul Torah. Why are you spending so much time in davening? Learning Torah is much more important. Your davening could be a sin even. Maybe, you know. עד שאומרים שעל פי התורה מגיע להודפום ולרודפום בכל מיני רדיפויס בפרנוסם ובנפשם להתר דומה ממש אוכלוסם. To the point where some of these people go so far to draw a conclusion that based on the Torah, it's a mitzvah to persecute those guys, to harass them, and to try to mess up their parnasa, try to get them fired from their jobs. And mamish lahatir domam, that it's permissible even to physically hurt such a person, as was the case during Rav Nosson Zal's time. V'chol zeh al yedei to'us manal, and all of this is based on the mistakes that we mentioned before, sheboim al yedei pigam abris, which comes about through the fact that a person sins in pigam abris, and as a result of that, his brain is defective, his ability to understand the Torah correctly is not perfect, so he ends up misinterpreting, to the point where they twist, they reverse the light of the Torah and make what's kosher forbidden and what's forbidden kosher. Ve'ikar ha-kilkul al-yedei ha-gdoilim v'ha-manhigim. And the main destruction comes through their leaders, the leaders, asher be'emes einom nekiyim koroi b'tayvanal, who also, in reality, they are not pure and perfect in tikkun abris, in that area. Ve'loi dai lohem bozeh, and if that's not bad enough, the fact that these people who are in leadership positions, they're teaching Torah to Jews, they're leading the Jews, they themselves are not behaving so properly in Tikkun HaBris, avgam eino makirim es mekoimam. On top of that, they don't realize what their true place is. They don't realize that they're not the true tzaddikim of the generation. Machmas taivas ha-hisnasus va-kovoy. Because of their desire for fame and leadership, they want to be looked upon as if they're the ones who are deciding for the Jewish people what the right thing to do is, and they're looking for kovod ad shemiskanim b'haksherim she'enom nechnoim tachtam, to the point where they get jealous, they get angry and resentful at the religious people who are not willing to accept them as their leaders, who are not willing to accept them as the final word in Judaism. V'choytren aleim u'ma'inim bohem ba'ayin roh. And they dig at those people, and they look at them with an evil eye, lechapes v'limtzoi b'hem kol hachesroines v'apigomim, to try to find all kinds of things that are wrong with them, all kinds of excuses to show that they're bad, they're wrong. U'bederech shodam roitze leilech moylich noisoi. And as we mentioned before, if a person wants to go on a certain path, Hashem says, that's what you want? I'll support you. You want to prove that those people are bad? If that's your decision, then I'll help you find the proofs. I'll give you your proofs. Al kein yesh koyach la baldovor la'akem daitom. Therefore, the Yetzirah, the baldovor, has the ability to twist their minds, to distort their thinking, ad shematin esatzmon, to the point where they fool themselves, vo'imrim, and they say, shal pi ha-Torah magia lirdoif moides ha-ksherim na. That al pi Torah, it's a mitzvah to persecute those people. Bifrat al yedei ribui loshen hara ushkorim urechilos ukzovim shemotsoim oid bavanesa rabim. Especially by speaking loshen hara, lies, all kinds of things, which is very prevalent, unfortunately, due to our many sins. Umi shehu roitze liyos ish kosher be'emes. And therefore, a Jew who wants to be really religious, with real sincerity, lachshov al tachlisoi huamitis, to think about his real future, what's going to happen when he passes away, And he wants to come close to the real people, the real sincere people who follow Hashem's Torah with complete honesty and sincerity, as we received from the true tzaddikim of previous generations. The person finds it almost impossible to stand up to these powerful forces that are opposing him. Kiim al yedei mesiras nefesh mamish. Unless the person mamish is prepared to have mesiras nefesh, person says, I don't care. I don't care if they fire me from my job. I don't care if I get thrown into prison even. I don't care anything. If what I'm doing is right, that's the path I'm going to go on, period. Because the truth has become so confused, to the point where it's impossible for a person to be zeuche to the truth and to be zeuche to remain really attached to the truth, unless the person is even willing to risk major, major trouble, Rachmona Litzlan. And he's prepared even to die al Kiddush Hashem. Kamo shekvar ro'inu kama anoshim pshutim vegasim shemosru nafshim al Kiddush Hashem, as we've seen throughout the history of the Jewish people, that there were people, sometimes simple people, not rabbis, not, you know, very simple people who weren't even the most religious people, but when they were put to the test, when they were told, bow to the cross, or they said, kill me. Kill me. I'll die first before I do that.